So we're in our top 10. And let's just go over who we have left available. We've got Daniel Ricciardo, Lewis Hamilton, Cyril, Carlos Sainz, Pierre Gasly, Christian Horner, Lando Norris, Max Verstappen, Toto Wolff, and Charles Leclerc. Mm. So let's go for 10, and I'm going to say something here, and I thought about it, and to me, it's Pierre Gasly.
No, no.
It's so funny because I actually have Pierre Gasly right here as well.
It's Pierre Gasly.
That's so weird.
And Matt, and I knew you weren't gonna like this. But we have to be honest, and it's gotta be Pierre.
No, it doesn't have to be Pierre. We can talk about this. Mm. We can be reasonable. Ugh. It doesn't have to be Pierre. It could be anybody.
Why is it not Pierre, and who do you think should take that 10th slot?
Well, okay, so Pierre, by the way, if you're into cosplaying, I make my case for Pierre. I've written it down. If you're into cosplaying shit, he's got very elven features, okay? So if you're into elves, if you're into Lord of the Rings, if you're into any of that sort of shit, that's your guy. Like, he's number one if we're in cosplay, number one.
Okay, but we're not in cosplay. We're in just like...
We're doing all sorts of hypotheticals. If you have daddy issues, if your daddy abused you...
That's not really like cosplay. If you want to be fucked by Count Olaf,
like, there's all these things that we're considering, and then all of a sudden elves are off the table?
I'm just saying that if your first argument for someone being hot is that they look like an elf, I don't think you have that strong of an argument.
Some people are into elven features. He's got some people. So Buck is all about like how it would go down in bed. This guy is wounded. He's passionate. He's been slighted. He's gonna bring that passion and that woundedness into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And Brian, we've talked about it privately, and I'm gonna out you in public. We've talked about your codependency in private. You see a broken man like this? Doesn't a codependent like you just want to go and fix him?
I don't know if you heard earlier in the podcast, but I'm actually reading the book Doing the Work by the Holistic Psychologist, and I'm actually in touch with my inner children, and I'm not doing that shit anymore.
You don't... Okay.
And I kind of hear it, but I just think that, like, he's gone pretty far for kind of what he has going for him. And I just think that, like... I just think Lando Norris
is hotter than Gasly.
Yeah.
The way you said it. You were like, yeah. Like, you weren't just putting it on to piss me off. Like, you actually believe it. You were like,
yeah.
Okay, based on that.
It is weird. My only note for him was he looks like a Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy character. So I understand the cosplay element of it for sure. I do think.
Like, if you're into anime and shit, like, how is that not your guy?
He is like walking hentai in that way. Like, I get it.
Yes.
But at the same time.
All right. Hey, Pierre, you got into the points. I don't know what else I could have
done. He got into the points.
Yeah. And I also think he has the most potential to really... I think he's one of those people that as he accumulates more wealth, he will get hotter. He also
does have that potential. He has the kind of like, he almost has, because if you look at someone, if you look at like, if you look at Hamilton from like back in the day, he kind of there, it's just not what he is now. Yeah. And he's now so kind of like well groomed and well, like he just knows what he's doing. And he's just like, he's fixed all of this stuff. And but like back when he was on McLaren and when he won his first championship, he kind of had a Pierre vibe, and I don't put it past Pierre to kind of have a rise, and if he becomes really one of the greats, to be that person. But right now, I think he's 10.
I see that.
Also, can I just say one thing? He's been looking really brolic and jacked, and I don't know if he like put on muscle over the past few years or he's just been standing next to Yuki a lot. But he's been looking shredded. Mm. There's this great picture of him standing next to the Prince of Monaco, and I'm like, you should be the Prince of Monaco. Yeah. Like, you are a god. Like, he looks like he's cut the fuck up.
Monaco,
but anyway. Okay.
Well, let's, what if we have Lando Norris here at 9?
I'm okay with that.
Where do I have Wendell? Yeah.
Buck?
Yeah, he's...
What does Top Buck say?
Top Buck says yes. And also, I will say, the one thing about him, I think out of all these people, he looks the best in a mask. Is what I've really noticed. Where you look at... Yeah, it's just when you have that eye moment with him, you're like, oh my God. Like, whoa, those are beautiful eyes. And then immediately the mask comes down and you're like, okay, you just went down. But in a mask, he's definitely the hottest. So in this...
Well, he's got a... Season, you don't like his gap tooth? I love his gap teeth. That's... I think those are cute.
Remind me of the gap teeth. One second.
Oh, I guess
he's
you don't like...
Gap tooth.
He's got a little gap tooth smile. I think that's cute.
You know who he also looks like? He also looks like a person that all three of us know.
Oh, he does have a little energy.
He kind of has like a little like boy, more kind of like boyish.
I think he would be upset about that.
I agree too, which is why his name is going to be bleeped out of this.
This is going to be a great listen. All the fucking deep cut references.
It's fun. It's, you know, you have to.
Oh my god, that is.
He's hotter than him.
Yes.
Okay, this is definitely all getting cut. But he should have been an F1 driver.
Yes, yeah, that's also true.
Like Canadian, he could have had a Lance Stroll moment.
No, he's Italian. He's handsome. He's athletic, and he's rich. Yeah. I mean,
and so competitive.
Super competitive. But
the
that's
most
all
competitive
getting
person
cut.
I've ever met.
That's
is
all
he
getting
that
cut.
Competitive?
Yes, he's a psycho.
Oh, he grew up with two older brothers.
Oh, really? I just
two like older, like straight, like very masculine.
Wait, did you
brothers.
Ever go to the lake house in Canada?
Oh, I did. Yeah. And the ping pong matches were insane.
Really?
Just like screaming in Italian.
Wait a minute. I want to make an amendment to this.
Della mena puntana, maraforo, che cazzo.
Okay, I want to make an amendment, actually.
What?
Okay.
I want
to
move.
Say that again. Hold on. Matt. Say that again because all this is getting cut. So just say I want to make an amendment.
Now. Guys, I want to make an amendment.
Okay.
I want to put Lando 8 and Pierre 9 because I want somebody else to go 10.
Who do you
want
to
make a pitch
10?
For 10.
Make a pitch.
Christian Horner.
I knew you were going to say that.
Whoa.
Okay, because listen to me. I always thought Christian was hot. I still think he's hot. But he's been a fucking Karen the past 2 weeks. And that needs to be punished.
He 100% agree.
He has been... The Karen in the park, in the mall, mm-hmm. everywhere, like the most entitled, just
yeah,
whiniest,
yeah,
just miserable prick in the paddock.
Yeah.
And I don't think I think it's kind of shameful that he's even in the points, but he's that attractive that, and charming, but just I can't put him. He can't go 7 or 6. He can't. I just think he's been a Karen. He's been team Red Bull have been team Karen this whole fucking week.
They really have. Not good.
I think that's a really good point. And we had him, you know what? We had him higher last time. And I think like the past couple weeks have fucking, it's interesting. It's like what your true colors show when you have the power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can show lots of different times, but, like, how you conduct yourself when you are winning is also very revealing. And what Christian has shown, even though they lost that race and it was a bad race for Red Bull, Christian's kind of behavior in the wake of it, even though they still do have the best car and they are, like, making their way, is definitely evidence of him, you know, falling appropriately to 10. So Matt, I'm in agreement. I like Christian.
Yeah. And to his defense, I don't think he believes half the shit he's saying. I think he just needs to keep Max happy and keep them and stand by his players or his drivers. Like that's what coaches do. They get thrown out of games when their players don't get the calls. But like,
yeah.
Cause if the situation were reverse, if it was Lewis that got crashed into the wall, he'd be saying the exact opposite thing. So, I mean, but he's just Team Karen. Red Bull has been terrible.
Yeah.
So, let's put Christian at 10. Right,
so I like it. So, we got Christian 10, Pierre 9, Lando 8.
Gasly, if you're out there, I got you, my man. Gasly, Lando.
Seven. Gasly, also, we have you too. I want you to know when you tune in, we have you too. Because here's the thing. We actually see potential. We don't want you to immediately be hot. We're like, you know what, Gasly? We're going to make you earn this. We're looking
at you. We don't
want to
promote you too fast because we saw what happened last
time. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
We're not like jumping into this relationship being like, we're dating. We're like, we're taking it slow. We're hanging out. You know what I mean? We're taking our time with you.
If we gave him a top three seat, that would be like a priority to Red Bull. And within a year, he'd have a beer belly. He'd lose. His two front teeth.
We gotta
he'd be a mess. Yep.
Gasly's better. He has to have something to chase. He can't handle success.
No.
He's
elves. Right. He needs something to chase. Cannot handle success. I don't know if you've seen Lord of the Rings, but they just can't. It's not their thing.
Okay, seven. Buck, who do you got?
Seven. I have. Well, my list. I'm now seeing who's X and who's not. Okay, I have here, my next one is, and I actually do think this is low-key appropriate, based off of also Christian's penalties, I think Max Verstappen's getting dropped pretty low. I would put him here, and I've...
That's who I have as well.
Okay.
Wait, Buck, no, go on.
I do think, here's the one thing about Max, and like, I, this is the thing, I thought he was getting past this. I really thought there's this whole theory on TikTok about how as the hat has become more brimmed and it has a better rim and it's more curved, he's become less and less of a douche and he's been eating pussy more, is how I've been thinking about it. So as the brim has become more rounded, he's eating pussy, he's caring about people. He's not the jackhammer top we all knew from the past. He now is paying attention. He is invested in you. He's not trying to be interesting. He's trying to be interested. And now it felt like the Max I saw, he wasn't eating you out. The Max I've been seeing this last week, it's not the Max I know. It's not the Max I know he can be. And so I have to punish him. In the same way we're punishing Christian, I think we have to punish Max here.
Okay, so Max did take away from his image. He did take away from his hotness with his behavior. But for everything that he took away, he did give us something. He did the hottest thing on a track that any person's ever done. Like, until Carlos Sainz shows a dick or a butthole on the track, this is the greatest gift to ladies and gentlemen out there that any driver's ever given, which is this. Brian, can we cue that up?
Oh, right, of course.
Fuck. Okay, so wait, you want to play that again?
Yeah, let's just
get that again.
Yeah. I love that. He's just laying. Okay. He's just laying Maxwelling. It's beautiful. I'm upset. It's really appropriate.
So while Max was a total Karen. And he condemn the racism directed at Lewis.
No.
He's just sitting silent on this. That was bad. He did give us the exact sound of him coming on the racetrack, yeah. Which is just a gift that keeps on giving us. And I don't know if that mitigates any of his behavior or it keeps him in the same, or if that drops him down or he's at seven. What do you think, Brian?
I think honestly, like, the fact that he's even at seven is, you know, kind of crazy because let's also understand what he actually looks like. Because what he looks like is not really seventh on this list. And what he's given us is the fact that he's so fucking good and that he's kind of like had a little bit of a glow up. And I think it's, you know, us having that audio and his behavior post race kind of cancel each other out. And he remains at seven. So okay. I think that is appropriate.
I agree.
So now we're getting into six. And what I'll just say is last time we had Carlos Sainz in this spot. And I just want to say that I really think like recently I've just been like, he's way higher. And I just like, he really, he's so good looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like really so handsome in this way that's kind of like.
Bland?
No, it's not bland.
It's bland.
If anything, if anything, you know what I want to say? You know who I want in this slot?
Don't say.
I want Charlotte Claire in this slot.
Whoa! No. That's psycho. That's actually crazy.
Whoa, now you're talking loco.
Yeah, you're dethroning the king of the twinks. That's impossible.
No. Okay.
Who do we have remaining? Who could be here? Who do we have?
We've got Carlos. We've got Cyril.
Cyril! Cyril! I'm sorry. Cyril has to go here. This is crazy. We've been carrying Cyril for this long?
Buck, I don't know. We'll wait. Just go rewatch season 3 of Drive to Survive. Cyril is fucking handsome.
Okay, wait. Can you guys wait a second? I'm just going to go. I'll go rewatch that right now, and then we'll get and then we'll get back. Y'all can chill for like 2 hours, 3, 4, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and we're back. Buck, you've watched season 3 of Drive to Survive.
Oh my God, the best season. That was so good. Loved it.
And so, what are your thoughts on Cyril
now? Where do you think Cyril goes?
I think I'm a serial killer. I'm going to put him here still. Sorry. Bye, bitch. I love him. I think he's so hot, but he's not even in it anymore. We cannot drag a person that's not in it anymore into the top 5. We have standards.
Okay, so I'll give you... I hear you on Cyril. But you know what? For me, can I just say...
What?
Number 5, Charles Leclerc.
I don't know if I think I'm with Buck.
We've got Hamilton, Carlos, Charles, and Toto Wolff left.
Listen. I think Charles is like runway, and I don't even like Charles.
He is. I know he's runway, but I just.
You really didn't think he was hot after that race? I think that was such a good Silverstone. Hot for him.
But he lost.
But he really held off.
Sainz was in P5.
Yeah.
Sainz couldn't even get past Ricardo.
He fought into P6. He fought to P6.
I don't know. He's like a twink with a daddy on his shoulder or a chip on his shoulder. He's like going.
I just think that the more that I think about it and
I can't,
look at the two
I,
of
listen,
them.
I can't, I can't, I can't, be, I, look at the I two can't of be, them, listen, I just, Charles Leclerc is one of my least favorite drivers, but the guy is handsome.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Okay, here's the thing.
But I think here's the thing. Now we're in the top 5. It's like, everyone's handsome. Now we're dealing with it's like, is it Brad Pitt or fucking...
It's just taste at this point.
And it's like everyone, it's like you've made it this far. And I just think that like in the way that Carlos can like, in the way that he kind of dommed Lando, I just think that like the more that, even though like Pierre's somewhat doing better, I just think like the more that I look at them and you know what? And the further the season goes and the more that Carlos is in the sun, because let me tell you, when he gets that tan going on, it's over. Yeah. It's over for everyone. And Leclerc doesn't really have that same thing. He's a little more of a pale disposition. Mm. And I just think that like Carlos is ahead of him.
I will.
And I know that that's a hot take, but I just think that that's where
I don't
I'm
think,
at.
Here's what I, based off that, I actually think that you're right where I've seen Charles Leclerc has been giving me the same thing for so long. I'm seeing many sides to Carlos. There's so many more. There's much more to grab onto. And I also think he's a build your own adventure where you can look at him and you can either think he's cute or hot. So you could be like, oh, like, let's have a really cute date night. Like, let's go see. Want to go see old? Like, that would be really cute. Or you can be like, you're going to come over and fuck me right now. Like, you could either go either way with him. Where Charles, it feels there's only one avenue.
It's one speed.
There's one speed. I think
which
Carlos
is which is crash,
more.
Which is crash.
Crash. Crash.
wow.
I could go Carlos. I could go Charles. But, okay, this is where I'm going to get destroyed. I would put Ricardo here.
No.
I don't think he's... I think straight people think he's so much hotter, and I don't think... Advocating for the gay community here, I think the gays, it's not as big of a hit. It just isn't. Like, I just think his personality is so annoying. I think he's really hot. But
as opposed to Charles and Carlos, who don't have personalities, really?
Carlos has a personality, I think.
He likes to go scuba diving and, like, eat melon on a beach. Like, okay. Here's the thing, Buck. I look at your face, your boyish, non-Jewish face. You know, and I see where it's at. I see, and listen.
Well, honey, we're making clips. We're making clips, and they're going on Instagram.
Oh no!
I'm just saying that as a Jew with a big schnoz, and I see all these little boys, these twinkie little boys with their perfect boyish faces. And Buck, you have a nice boyish, goyish face. You know, as a Jew that we lost Roman Grosjean. Ricardo is all we have left.
Yeah.
Well, we also have Carlos fucking
Sainz. Sainz does not have a schnoz.
He's got big nose. Yes, he does.
Not like Ricardo. It's not the same. It's not the
same.
Not
like Ricardo. Agreed. Not like Ricardo. Damn, we're fucking we're in the fucking weeds here.
Can we just put Hamilton?
We're at five.
Can we put Hamilton here at the very least?
I think that is almost where I'm leaning.
Okay.
But, and I think I don't know about, like, Hamilton is so, there's something about Hamilton that he has such a personality. He's conventionally attractive. He has that song with Christina Aguilera. Like, I'm like, yes, I have to advocate for whoever has a song with Xtina. There's no way. This is hard.
Okay,
I'm not going to let that
it.
One go down.
Okay, well, I can't put Ricardo here.
I would be more comfortable putting Charles here.
Okay, fine. We'll put Charles.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yes, Charles.
We'll put Charles, and then we'll put... Who's next? Who do you want to put for?
I think Ricardo.
The next three look like it's Charles, Hamilton, Carlos.
Charles Hamilton.
You're gonna put Ricardo at like one or two?
I think I want to put him at
what?
Two.
What? Hamilton is so much hotter.
No.
Wait, really? Hamilton is like.
Listen.
Yes,
no one's a bigger
No
one's a bigger gold digger than Brian. And if Brian isn't putting Hamilton any higher, then that's it. There's nothing else to talk about.
Hamilton's had like a glow up. Like Hamilton, like Ricardo has too. Ricardo's teeth used to be so busted.
Yeah, Ricardo's had a glow up.
I guess they all have. I guess like all these, like his teeth were rough. It's so hard. Okay. At this point, this is just a bad podcast. We need to make a decision.
Yeah, it's true.
Why don't we put Carlos here? Carlos here?
I'm happy putting Carlos here.
Okay.
Sweet boy.
All right, I'll put Ricardo here. Three?
So Ricardo's three.
Ricardo at three. I'm okay with that.
I feel like
that.
Buck's really upset that Ricardo made it this high.
I'm not upset. I just don't... There's something about his personality that really... It's like, I loved him season one. And then there was something about when he, like, left to McLaren. Like, I just
yeah, but you
always,
see, you see how
the
Christian,
Max
Christian
thing when
but,
he left, when didn't want him to pick
yeah,
the
but
fight.
Christian is, like, in the sunken place with Max. Like, who wants to be around for that weirdness?
I get it, but I also think, like, he had the opportunity. Like, it's not like a Bottas thing where it's clearly defined, like, Bottas, you weren't
He was going
to
be the number
like,
two there.
I
it was going to happen.
Enough competition between... I don't know. I feel like he was running away from... I know we've all said this a million times, but I do think he was running away from a fight in that.
Well, I
he
think...
He was definitely running away from a fight. Max is, like, one of the best...
No, well, obviously, Ricardo has also, like, been so annoying and has, like... If he had, you know, been able to be, like, a little bit less annoying and a little bit, like... It's his nervous energy of being, like... Every time he sees the Netflix cameras being, like... Hey, Netflix, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
In this way that's, like, so performative. That's kind of, like... you're not actually, or like the time where he like asked Lando if he had any pubes. There's something about like his gregariousness that's like, I think at one point there was like a kernel, there was like, that's just who he is. But then I think he was like, oh, that's my thing. And then, so there's something about his personality that feels performative. And, you know, I think all these guys have that. But here's the thing. What I love about this is what we have now is an epic fight for one and two between Driver and Team Principal.
I don't think it's much of a fight.
So... we had some technical difficulties. I have full PTSD that I'm going to have to, like, you know, go over with my book, The Doing the Work from the Holistic Psychologist. I'm going to have a whole bunch of more stuff. You know, in 5 years, I'm going to have to look back on this, and I'm going to have to comfort my child self, a.k.a. 30-year-old me, on a Zoom with Matt Elsoffen. Yeah. And I'm going to have to tell myself that, baby, I got you, and it's okay. But we digress, because now what I was saying – right before this is that we're in a very exciting top two between Driver and Team Principal. The two men we have left are Lewis Hamilton and Toto Wolff, and this is amazing.
Yeah.
Who takes the top spot?
I don't know. I feel like going back to your how to do the work, recognizing your patterns, heal from your past, and create yourself, I do think that they both have done the work. In different ways, they both have. And I think it's beautiful that we're honoring two mental health queens here at the top. I think that's really something.
True. So why don't we make the case for both of them?
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton, obviously, the GOAT. He won with McLaren when he looked like a nerd who didn't have his shit together. He dated the woman from the Pussycat Dolls. I think there's been rumors of him kind of having a little thing with Rihanna. I think that
Really? Wow.
I'm not even sure if that's true. I think I just like have this like,
but you believe it. You believe it though.
I believe it.
You could believe it. He's a global superstar. I would say that he's a bit of like a perfectionist, in a way that is sometimes he's not necessarily like easy or flowy. But even though I say that, as Buck pointed out, we have a audio clip of a different kind of flow of a song that he did with Christina Aguilera, and I'm going to play a little bit.
Everyone, wait, can we pause it for a second? Everyone, I need you to put a towel underneath you ladies, and I need everyone to be prepared for this flow, because it will come at you from out of nowhere, and I just wanted to give them that trigger warning,
kind of like how he came at Max from Cop's Corner.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he made Max come last week with that flow.
That's so true.
He did. So everyone get ready. I wanna celebrate you right now. I got a lot of imagination. I like to play the doctor operation. Spread it on the pill like a patient. I'm about to show you domination. Got the nana dripping like a waterfall. Una nana good, I can eat it up. I'ma dive in, touch your bullshit. You already know what you came here for. You know that I'm grown and I'm about it. What to do with your body. Every single time that you drop it, trust me, I know what to do. How you know when you put that pipe down? Woo! Put that pipe down.
And you know what? And fuck. And that's
Max,
the series
just
of events.
Came. Max just came to Lewis' singing. That's better than I want it to ever be. You shouldn't be that
good. It's really solid.
And you really shouldn't be that good at two things.
Exactly.
Brian, you said a lot of things. You said a lot of things. A lot of things that he's achieved. A lot of things about his driving. Not a lot about who he's dated. Not a lot about what he looks like. He is an attractive person. He has a very symmetrical face. You know? He's definitely a handsome person.
Yep.
But for me, it all comes down to one thing. There's a video clip out there. You guys can find it. You guys have seen it. Of Toto racing Lewis and Valtteri Bottas. And they're all in their little racing outfits. And of the three race car, two of them are race car drivers. One is the team principal. Yeah. And the team principal, Toto Wolff, looks so much fucking better in the racing driving outfit than the actual race car drivers. I mean, that is he's standing there. I mean, Lewis and Valtteri look about 5'3", 112 next to Toto. And Toto looks like, you know who the boss is in that picture. You know what I'm saying?
6'5".
You're using that against him?
No, I'm just saying. It's like he's overpowering.
I mean, that is a man among boys.
Wait. Actually, what's so crazy is when you Google images of him and the preview comes up, because he's so tall, half of them are only his stomach. So it's like the crop is actually... Wait, I'm sending this to the group chat right now. Unfortunately, I don't know. What do you call your fans? Sluts? Unfortunately, sluts, you won't be able to see this, but like, here, wait, I'm sending this to the group chat right now. This is insane.
By the way, I'm not against just looking at his midriff. That's fine by me.
Oh yeah, no, obviously. I like it when you put that pipe down, pipe down. I like it when you do it right now, right now. Yeah.
He felt like those shirts with like the logos on them, that you look so dorky in them. But he looks good in those button-down shirts.
Yeah, he looks great all the time. I mean, Toto has this level of kind of Toto. It's kind of one of the things. It's like what's amazing about the kind of us deciding this thing is like, you know, who makes the pairing, and is it Lewis or is it Toto? And I guess part of me it just feels that there's a level of like, they're this perfect symbiotic relationship, but I also we're still talking about Formula One, where the best, it's the car is the foundation, and then you want to have a driver that can meet it.
Or as Christina says, put the pipe down.
You want to have a driver that can put the pipe down, but honey, if there's no foundation, then there's nowhere to put the pipe. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, like, this is a constructors' league, and we're seeing that. And Toto just has this. He has this. He doesn't have to say anything. He has like quiet power. He's just like so. He can do so little and have such a intense and big effect. Yeah. Whereas, I think Lewis has that because of his resume, but I think like, that's not like necessarily just like his innate quality. Toto just has this magic dust, as Christian would say. He's got the magic dust around him. And I just think that I think that they respect each other so much. And I think that they can, you know, would be able to shake hands and say the best, you know, it could have been me today. It could have been Lewis. It could have been Toto. But
I think it's Toto every day.
I think it's Toto.
It's Toto.
It feels like Toto number one for sure.
It's Toto maybe 7 days out of the week, baby.
And you were saying, I love what you said about everyone is just will bow to him, and he has such control, total domination over the sport. It feels like he's the type of person that you never get penetrated by physically, but emotionally you're penetrated every second of your life. Like, I can't even imagine being his wife. It must be, because it's such tactful emotional manipulation that you don't realize it's happening, but it's also so strong and so focused energy wise it's mind-blowing. He is like the hottest. He's potentially one of the hottest people I've ever felt in my life.
So you actually feel him
ever.
And you've never even been in a room with him.
I do you not feel him? He's one of the few where I'm like, whoa, I feel him. If you're looking at pictures right now, like, I'm looking at photos and feeling him.
I think I totally understand that. I think, like, if you think about, you're at a big banquet. Mm-hmm. and you're just at like a charity dinner. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And you're all dressed up, and it has nothing to necessarily to do with F1. No,
Christina Aguilera and vomited in the corner. You're, like, trying to ignore her.
And every single person on this list walks into the room. Mm-hmm. The one that really, truly, just from his presence, changes the energy of the room is Toto Wolff. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, who the fuck is that guy? And, yeah, I think he rounds up our list. Hamilton at 2. Toto at 1, and there we go, ladies and gentlemen. We have our list, and let's go over it. Let's go over it. Good work today, gentlemen. Mm. At 24, we had Nikita Mazepin. Mm. At 23, we had Kimi Raikkonen. An insult
with a heavy heart,
but we'll take it. At 22, we had Gunther Steiner. Mm. You're telling me? At 21, we had Sebastian Vettel. At 20, we had Esteban Ocon. At 19, Yuki Tsunoda. At 18, the wax doll himself, George Russell. At 17, Nicholas Latifi. At 16, Sergio Perez. I think he got a little bit of raw into the stick, but I'm here for it. At 15, we got Alonso. 14, Stroll. 13, Bottas. 12, Schumacher. 11, Giovinazzi. 10, Christian Horner. A bad week for him. 9, Pierre Gasly, where he is appropriately there. Sorry, Matt. At 8, Lando Norris. At 7, Verstappen. Let me come, baby. At 6, Cyril, who is crazy that he's even on this list. At 5, Charles Leclerc. At 4, Carlos Sainz. 3, Daniel Ricciardo. 2, Lewis Hamilton. And with our Drivers and Constructors Championship, number 1, Toto Wolff. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around for this. Buck, thank you so much for doing this again with us. Anything you want to plug?
Netflix is my favorite media conglomerate, and they have a beautiful show called Special, where I play
That's right.
a gay man.
Check out Buck on Special.
Yeah, and Brian's girlfriend's in it, too. It's a whole family
affair. That's right, and my lover's on it as well. Okay, any parting words?
Toto or bust.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. And
Toto then bust.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I sent you an email. Okay, wankas. You can wank off to this list, and we will see you next time.